I'm going to present on a small slice of a large study, and I'd just like to acknowledge my co-authors and the study team to begin with. So, as we all know in this room, and as has been emphasized during this conference, HIV testing is an important component of prevention, especially for sexually intimate serodiscordant partners or couples. Serodiscordance, or mixed infection status, often extends to other family members beyond the couple, but we know little about risk perceptions in those families who are living with a mixed infection or a mixed HIV status. How do they engage with testing and with different public representations of HIV, from super infectious to untransmissible? So I'm presenting on the My Health, Our Family study, which is the first study to document experiences of serodiscordant families in Australia. We completed 61 in-depth interviews from 2017 to 2019 with people diagnosed with a blood-borne virus, family members, and those who fitted both of those categories. And family was self-defined by the participants. As you can see, there were a whole range of families. So in this presentation, we focus on the families who were living with mixed HIV status. So family members had typically tested for HIV when there had been direct bodily contact through childbirth or sex, so partners and children, which is appropriate. However, a few family members had sought testing despite an absence of exposure, inaccurately believing that HIV was infectious in domestic environments. And countering this kind of extra cautious position, others claimed not to have tested or to have even ever considered it. And some were quite taken aback when asked about this. So, for example, Carol, who had provided extensive care to her brother when he was critically ill with HIV-related encephalitis, said, "It's never occurred to me to get tested. Should I?" Participants, both primary and family participants, described an absence of discussion about testing within their family and emphasized the lack of transmission risk as a reason for that, beyond just taking some basic precautions. The results of the diagnosed family members' clinical tests was of far more interest or concern for family members. And the popular framing of HIV as dangerous and contagious was pretty much absent from the interviews, and also explicitly rejected by some family members. For example, when asked what advice she would give to other serodiscordant families, one mother said, "Just hug them and give them a kiss and tell them you love them and let them know you really care. You don't have to be afraid of anything." So the seeming lack of testing for HIV by family members following a disclosure had a kind of destigmatizing effect by reframing HIV as posing no threat to the family body. It is possible that some family members tested in secret. We don't know this. But the general lack of emphasis in the interviews on testing suggests that the importance and well-being of the family connection kind of was overriding, if perhaps not the sense of risk, at least its depiction or thematization as an issue in the family. Concerns about personal risk was often framed as incompatible with the desire to provide support for the diagnosed member, including when the diagnosis had occurred prior to effective treatment. So just to conclude, while some family members may be resistant to accepting U equals U. It's encouraging that many families saw their responsibility as one of supporting loved ones rather than fearing for themselves. Families were really keen to tell their story, and this could perhaps provide an opportunity to engage family members in social marketing campaigns to normalise support and help to destigmatise HIV in the community. That's it. Thank you.